The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. The closure of schools due to the coronavirus pandemic has been a test for children with mental and physical disabilities and their families all over the world. The daily routine has changed dramatically, affected their learning process, and put pressure on parents. VOA's Saman Khan filed a report on how parents and children are adapting in Lahore, Pakistan. It's narrated by Bejan Hamdan.
16-year-old Alishba, who has Down syndrome, had a normal daily routine before the coronavirus pandemic. She would wake up early in the morning and get ready for school. But since the closure of schools, she is now studying online. Alishba's mother says she now has to be by her side at all times.
When she has her online classes, I have to sit with her, which means I run late in my work chores at home.
The Child Welfare Center at Punjab University trains children with special needs between the ages of 5 and 16, with classes including physiotherapy, speech therapy, music, and sports. The program at the university has been closed due to the coronavirus pandemic and is now only offering online classes. The program's principal admits that it is difficult for parents to tackle these responsibilities on their own.
Teachers are skilled in this profession. Music teachers try to teach kids online who have access to internet. Our sports teachers are also trying to teach basketball, dribbling, and yoga so kids don't get bored studying all day.
Some parents are having to learn technology they didn't know so they can help their children.
One, shabash.
Abida Zahid, who is a teacher at the Child Welfare Center, says special needs children require one-on-one sessions because each child has a different learning curve.
Having a class session with one child, you lose track of time because it takes time for you to set a special child's mood to learning. And it's a whole family effort to get them in that mindset.
One, two pencils.
Punjab University's Child Welfare Center is also providing online educational videos for parents so that they could better understand their children's needs. COVID cases in Pakistan are dropping, so the government is considering opening schools in the near future. That's good news for parents who are working, teaching, and parenting all at the same time. For Saman Khan in Lahore, Pakistan, Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
We appreciate your attention to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. Please accept our invitation to join us next week for another edition, and don't forget to stay informed by checking voanews.com and our multitude of digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.